Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the most wonderful book.
今天早上要与大家分享的题目是最奇妙的书。
If you go to the library, there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of books.
你如果去到图书馆，就会看到成千上万的书。
But among all the books exist in this world,
不过这都是世界上的书。
Which book is the most wonderful?
哪一本书是最好的呢？
Which book can change your life?
哪一本书可以改变你的人生呢？
Which book can withstand the changing of time?
哪一本书是可以经历时间的考验呢？
There's only one book.
只有一本书。
It's the Holy Bible.
就是圣经。
Next line. Bible and life. What does Bible relate to our life?
那圣经是如何连接到人生的呢？
Bible is just like a map.
圣经就像一张地图一样。
If you need to go to a new city, you need to get a map.
如果你去到一座全新的城市，你需要一张地图。
Or if you fly an airplane, you also need a flight map.
或者是你在飞行的时候，也是需要飞行的导航。
The map is to tell you to get to point A to point B.
地图上我们可以看见如何从 A 点到 B 点。
Now, in our life is also a journey.
我们的人生就像一场旅途一样。
But this journey is not on this earth alone.
不过这一场旅途不只是在地面上而已。
We need to go from this life to eternal life.
我们需要连接从今生到永生。
Because this life is temporary.
因为今生是暂时的。
Also, we need to go from the earth to the heavenly kingdom.
我们也需要知道如何从这个地球到天国。
Because we do not stay here forever.
因为我们并不是永远待在这里。
As we old, as we age, as we get sick, someday we will depart from this world.
当我们经历生老病，最后会死亡，会离开世界。
So we need a map. How do we get back to where we come from, which is God?
所以我们必须借由这张地图，才知道如何回到神的身边。
Secondly, Bible is just like a GPS.
第二个圣经就像这个导航一样。
Just like nowadays, even you don't know direction, but you've got a GPS, it can tell you where and how to go to a place.
就像今天，如果我们不知道那个地方在哪里，导航会带我们去。
Especially the GPS will tell you turn around because you're on the wrong direction.
特别是当你走错方向的时候，那个导航还会告诉你，请你回转。
And GPS will tell you how to avoid certain danger or traffic problem.
或者是导航也会看到哪里有交通阻塞的问题，叫你避开那一段。
So the Bible just like a GPS.
所以圣经也像导航一样。
Bible is also like an operational manual, user manual.
圣经也像这个守则这个安全手册。
说明书。
或是说明书。
If you buy a thing, you need to know how to operate it.
你如果买一个东西，打开之后你要知道怎么使用。
Like a computer or a machine or anything.
不管是一台机器或是一台电脑。
You should not just go inside and press all the button and try to mess it up.
你不应该只是打开机器，然后就随便按几个按钮，想试试看。
Life is very complicated.
因为人生其实很复杂。
We have our body.
我们有个身体。
We have our mind, our spirit.
也有我们的心灵。
And the soul which lives in our body.
还有住在里面的灵魂。
How do we use them? How do we maintain the balance of them?
我们要如何使用它们？如何得到人生的平衡呢？
How do we live a happy life and blessed life?
要如何得到一个拥有幸福与祝福的人生呢？
Unfortunately, there's no other operational manual better than the Bible.
其实世界上没有任何一本说明书可以胜过圣经。
Because human life is created by God.
因为人是神创造的。
God is the designer. God is the architect.
神是那个设计的人，也是盖造的人。
So God is the one who can tell you how to operate it.
所以只有神才能告诉你要如何使用这个身体还有灵魂。
So that's why the Bible is so important to our life.
所以为什么圣经对我们的人生有这么重要的作用？
Now, today we're going to focus on the second article of faith.
今天我们要来看第二条，就是十大信条里面的第二条。
Next night, we have to read it together loud and clear in Chinese and English together.
我们大家要一起来大声的诵读。
Okay, 1, 2, 3. The Holy Bible.Consisting of the Old and New Testament is inspired by God, the only scriptural truth and a standard for Christian living. When people ask you, you believe, what do you believe? You say, I believe in God.
当别人问你说你信什么，你说我信神。
Who is your God?
那你的神是谁？
2 weeks ago, we talked about one true God, who is Jesus.
两周之前，我们已经谈论到真神就是耶稣。
And now, what do we believe?
那现在我们要来看看我们相信什么。
The second article of faith tells you we believe in the Holy Bible.
十大信条的第二条就提到我们信圣经。
So what is the content of the Holy Bible?
那到底圣经里面谈到什么？
What does it relate to us?
到底与我们有什么相关？
Where does the Bible come from?
圣经是如何而来的？
How do we apply to our life?
我们要如何运用到人生里？
So this today we're going to explain them.
所以今天我们要来谈一谈这些。
First of all, next slide say the Bible is consist of the Old and New Testament.
那圣经里面有分旧约与新约。
What does the word testament mean?
到底这个约是什么意思？
The word testament actually means a very official covenant or agreement.
就是谈到条约或是合约。
We know that when we make a big purchase.Big amount, like buying a car or buying a house, you need to sign a paper.
我们知道，当我们买一件物品是比较大的时候，譬如说车子或是房子，我们需要签一个合约。
Or when you get married to someone, you have to sign an agreement.
或者是你与一个人结婚，你也必须签下婚约。
Because this is a very serious relationship between the two parties.
因为这是对两方来说都是很重要的事。
Especially in a marriage setting, you need to sign the paper.
特别是在婚姻上面，你需要签那一张婚约。
Because it's to show that both sides have the commitment.
就是表示双方都愿意付出努力来保
持。Now the Bible, actually, if you look at, it's not a book. It's not only a knowledge, but actually, it's a covenant.
圣经并不只是一本书，它其实是一本约。
It actually is the covenant, the agreement between the relationship of God and His chosen people.
其实这个约是连接两方，一方是神，另外一方是神的选民。
So think about this, it's just like a marriage covenant.
所以其实想一想，这个约就有一点像婚约。
Now let's look at the Old Testament.
现在我们先来看旧约。
Now the Old Testament was written in an ancient language. Ancient language is called the Hebrew.
那旧约呢，是由一个很古老的文字所来写的，是希伯来。
If you look at this graph, this picture, you say, oh, all of these letters are very foreign to us.
如果你看看这些字母，你会觉得这个是我们都看不懂的。
But it's okay because nowadays the Bible has already translated to our language.
那看不懂没关系，其实圣经已经翻译成我们明白的文字。
But this Hebrew language is very, very, very old.
那这些希伯来的字是非常非常的古老。
There are totally 22 characters in the Hebrew languages.
是由22个字母所组成的。
Now, then when you talk about the Old Testament, there are several sections, there are several parts of the Old Testament.
那我们来谈到旧约圣经里面其实是分为好几个部分。
Let's look at how Jesus Christ divided the Old Testament.
我们来看看主耶稣是如何为这些旧约圣经来分部分的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
我们一起来翻到路加福音24章。
Verse 44.
44节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
路加福音24章44节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
路加福音24章44节。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Here Lord Jesus Christ tells us how the Old Testament was divided.
这里主耶稣已经帮我们分好了旧约是如何分布的。
It could be divided into three major sections.
可以分为三大部分。
The first section is called the Law of Moses.
第一部分是摩西的律法
，which is the first five books that you can see in our Bible.
就是摩西五经，就是旧约里面最前面的五本书。
And there's a term, especially refer to these five books, is called the Torah, which means law.
那这个摩西五经呢，有一个很特别的名字叫做妥拉，那这个意思就是律法。
Now the second portion of the Old Testament actually is called the prophets.
第二部分就是先知的书。
Yeah.If you look at the Bible, there are many, many prophets.
我们看圣经就知道有很多位先知。
But the Jewish people, the Hebrew Bible, they categorize the prophets is from the book of Joshua to 2 Kings.
那他们分前段的先知书其实是从约书亚记到列王记下。
And then the later prophet is from Isaiah to Malachi.
还有后先知书是从以赛亚书到马拉基书。
So that are the second section of the Old Testament.
所以这个就是两大部分了。
The last section of the Hebrew Bible, or called Old Testament, is called the Writings or the Psalms.
那最后一个部分就是称为诗篇或者是作品。
From Book of Psalms to Second Chronicle.
那是从诗篇到历代志下。
So you can look at these three sections. It's a little bit different than our Christian Bible, how we organize it in the Old Testament.
我们可以发现这三大部分的排列跟我们现在手上拥有的圣经的排列不太相同。
But it doesn't really matter.
可是无所谓。
Because they are the same 39 books in the Old Testament.
因为这是一样，旧约里面的39卷书。
For the Jewish people, the Hebrew Bible, or the Christian Bible, we call it the Old Testament.
不管是在犹太人的律法书上，或者是现在基督徒手上的圣经，我们都提到这些叫做旧约。
Totally, they are 39 books.
总共是39卷。
Now, then you may wonder why Christian Bible, we call it the Old Testament.
那我们就会想了，为什么我们基督徒称这些书叫做旧约呢？
The Jewish people, the Hebrew, they never call their Bible Old Testament.
其实犹太人并不会称这三十九卷书为旧约。
The Jewish people, they don't recognize the New Testament.
因为他们不承认新约。
They think that this 39 book is the holy book, is the word of God, nothing others.
因为他们认为这三十九卷书就是神的话，就是整本圣经。
They don't believe in Jesus. That's why they don't believe in the New Testament.
因为他们还不相信耶稣，所以他们不承认新约。
Okay, so why is called the Old Testament?
那为什么要我们要称它为旧约呢？
In the slide 8.Which tells us actually the Old Testament actually is basically talking about a love story, but it's a very troubled relationship.
其实这旧约里面就好像谈到一场婚姻关系，可是其实是很混乱。
We know that there are different kind of marriages.
我们知道婚姻大家都不太相同。
Some marry are very very happy, but there are very few of them.
有些婚姻是非常幸福美满的，可是为数比较少。
Most marriages are okay, not too good, not too bad, they can manage.
大部分的婚姻不是太糟，也不是太好，是还可以维持。
Some marriages are very broken-hearted.
可是有一些婚姻是让人心碎的。
Why?
为什么？
Because one side did not fulfill the commitment.
因为一方无法履行合约。
One side is unfaithful.
或者是一方不忠诚。
One side decided to walk away.
一方决定要离开。
So this is a troubled relationship.
所以这是一段很混乱的婚姻关系。
You can imagine the Old Testament is a record of a very troubled relationship.
我们可以从旧约里面看到很多这些破裂的关系。
Actually, the whole relationship is about God and His chosen people.
其实这些关系都是指着人与神之间的关系。
God is the spiritual husband.
神就像属灵上的丈夫。
He chosen His people from all the nations.
他从万族万民当中选择了他的选民。
God give them God give him His love, give her the love.
神给了选民他的爱。
His everything.
他的一切。
And God warned the people, say, "Your heart only belongs to me."
所以这位属灵的丈夫也希望他的选民的心完全属于他。
You don't follow any other gods.
你不跟随其他的神。
You listen to me, and I'll be your God. You'll be my people.
你只要听我的话，我成为你的神，你成为我的选民。
However, the people decided, no, this is not what we want.
可是这些选民，他们决定不这样做。
We do not want to be bound by one God.
我们不想只被一个神绑住。
We want other gods too.
我们也想要敬拜别的神。
Just like a wife saying, I don't want only one husband, I want as many as possible.
就像一个妻子对丈夫说，我不想只有拥有你一个丈夫，我也想要其他的男人。
Or the wife said, okay, give me everything, and then I'll go away to follow other men.
或者是妻子把丈夫所有的都夺过来了之后，跟着其他男人走了。
Oh, and then of course you can imagine the husband is very angry, very upset, very disappointed.
当然我们可以看见这个丈夫非常的伤心失望。
And you can see that this relationship is kind of broken.
我们就可以看见这段婚姻已经破裂了。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们一起翻到耶利米书三十一章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 32.
耶利米书三十一章三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。
This is very sad to read about this.
其实读这一段是令人很心酸的。
God said, "I am the husband."
我是丈夫。
I make the covenant with them when they were in Mount Sinai in the wilderness.
神说，当他们在旷野，在西乃山下，我与他们立了约。
Through Moses, bring the Ten Commandments and all the ordinances.
借由摩西把十诫带下山。
And all the other decrees and ordinances. 律例典章。
还有所有的律例典章。
But they break it. They walk away. They don't want it.
可是这些子民他们却不要了，他们却离开了。
God hold their hand, but they shake out their hand. No, don't touch me. I want to follow other gods.
神拉着他们祖宗的手，可是他们却甩开神的手。
Can you imagine this marriage covenant is broken?
你可以看见这段婚姻已经破裂。
Of course, for most people, for ordinary people, this means the end of everything.
当然，对其他人来说
，this means the end of everything.
就好像一切都结束了。
But for God,
可是对神来说
，He still loves His people.
他还是爱着他的子民。
He not only loving the chosen people, the Israelites.
他并不只有爱着选民以色列人。
He loves everyone on earth.
其实他爱着世界上的每一个人。
He wants to give human beings another chance.
他想要给全人类再一次的机会。
So that's why he decided this time I'm going to do something even more commitment.
所以这一次他决定要投入更多。
In the past, he sent his prophet to tell the people to obey him.
在过去，他叫先知去告诉子民来回转。
But this time he is going to come down from heaven on earth to make a covenant with us.
可是这一次，他决定要亲自从天上下来跟我们重新立约。
This time he'll do it himself.
这一次他要自己来做。
Not relying on any other people.
他没有要借由人的手。
The last time the covenant was written on stone.
上一次的约是写在石板上。
But it didn't work.
可是这个不起效用。
Because people break it.
因为人一摔，这个石板就破了。
But this time God said, I'm going to write this covenant in everyone's heart.
可是这一次神说，我要在每一个人的心板上写下我的话。
God said, I'm going to use my blood to write the details in the covenant.
我要用我的血在你们的心上面立下这个重新的约。
I'm not going to use ink or stone to write it.
我也没有要写在石板上，也没有要用墨水来写。
I'm going to use my blood to write it.
我要用我的血来写这个约。
And I'm sure this time it will work.
而且我确定这一次这个会有效。
That's why the second time that God make a covenant with whole mankind is the New Testament.
这就是为什么第二次神重新与我们立的约叫做新约。
Every time I think about this, it is so touching.
每一次当我想到这一段，我就非常的感动。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
He didn't give up on us.
他从来不放弃我们。
He wanted to give us another chance.
他愿意再给我们一次的机会。
And the question is, do you give yourself another chance to return to God?
现在问题来了，你给自己再一次的机会，让你回到神的身边吗？
Don't waste this second chance.
请不要浪费这第二次的机会。
Now, when we talk to a friend or other people, they may question, how do you know your so-called Bible is the real one and then did not get lost in translation?
那现在可能有人会问了，你怎么知道圣经没有在翻译或者是抄写的过程当中失真呢？
Because especially the Old Testament, it was written so long ago.
因为特别是旧约已经在很久的年代以前就写成了。
And there are more than about 40 different authors who wrote, who penned down all the contents.
也差不多有40位不同时代的作者来写下的。
And it covered a long period of time.
而且是经历这个很久的年代。
From the story of the creation of heaven and earth.
从创世的开始。
And then to talk about the last book in the Old Testament is Malachi, about 400 years before the born of Christ.
一直写到这个西元前400年，就是马拉基书。
So how do you know the Bible at that time given by God to those people is exactly the same thing that we are reading today?
那我们如何确定当这个创世之初就写下来的这一篇一直到现在是跟我们手上的圣经相同的呢？
Then we have to tell a story about one of the most fascinating, important archaeological discovery in the last century, in the 20th century.
那我们现在就要来提到在20世纪曾经发生一件非常奇妙的事情，是有关于考古的。
That story happened in the year of 1947, about the springtime.
这个事情是发生在1947年的春天。
And the location is in a place called the Dead Sea in Israel.
地点是发生在死海，在以色列。
Let's turn to the next slide. I want to show you where is the Dead Sea.
我们来看看死海在哪里。
If you look at the right graph, right picture, the circle location is called the Dead Sea.
我们如果看到右边这张图，就是圈起来的地方就是死海。
Actually, the Dead Sea is not really a sea.
其实死海并不是一个海。
Actually, it's a lake.
它是一个湖。
But this sea is very, very different than all the other lakes.
不过这个湖跟全世界其他的湖很不相同。
Because this lake is located at 418 meters below the sea level.
因为它是在海平面之下 418公尺。
That is the lowest point on earth, on the surface on earth.
这个基本上是全地球最低的地方了。
And then there's a lake there.
那有一个湖。
Now this lake is very special. If you look at the map, you see this lake, the water come from the north, from the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River, and then go into the Dead Sea.
我们从地图上可以看见，这个是从加利利海经过约旦河流入死海的。
But this lake has no outlet.
可是这个湖没有流出去的地方。
It's only going to take in, but it's not going to take out.
只有流进来，没有流出去的出口。
And the result is this sea, the salt content, the salinity is about 30% of the water.
那这个水里面的含盐量是大概有30%。
Wow, this is so high.
这个盐量非常的高。
Oh, if you taste a little bit of sea water, it's very salty, right?
如果你有喝过海水的话，你会觉得很咸。
But the sea water, the water in the Dead Sea is 8.6 times saltier than the sea water.
可是这个沿海 死海的这个水分居然比海水更咸上8.6倍。
So they're so salty that nothing can grow inside the Dead Sea.
所以因为它含盐量如此之高，所以里面无法生长任何的生物。
No fish, no plant, no algae, no nothing can grow there.
没有鱼在里面，也没有任何的海藻在里面。
This is called the Dead Sea. There's no life.
所以就是没有生命的地方称为死海。
Well, there's a spiritual teaching of the Dead Sea too.
那当然, 死海也有一个属灵的意义。
In your life, if you only take things but you don't give out, you are also like a Dead Sea.
如果在你的生命当中，你只有拿取别人的东西，却不让任何福气流出去， 那你就像个死海一样。
You only want to receive grace from God, but you don't want to share the grace with other people.
你只想要从神那里得到恩典，你不想要与别人分享。
You only want love, but you do not want love to other people.
你只想要从别人那里得到爱，你不想要去爱人。
Your life is just like a dead sea. There's nothing can grow inside.
你的生命就像死海一样，长不出任何的生物。
And the Dead Sea, the level, the water level is going down every year, actually.
那其实死海它的 地平面它是每一年都在下陷的。
No, the water level is going down.
它的水的含量。
水越来越少水了。
哦, 水的越来越少。
Oh, because you don't think that, oh, I get everything, and then actually you get more. No, if you don't give out, you have less.
你以为它水只进不出会越来越多, 其实没有。
If you don't help other people, you get poorer.
如果你不帮助其他人, 你是会越来越穷的。
If you don't donate, if you don't offer to God, you get poorer.
你不愿意奉献，也不愿意捐款，那你就会越来越穷。
But anyway, this story is in the setting of a Dead Sea. The surrounding is very, very dry.
那我们回到刚刚讲的这个事件，它就是发生在死海的地方。
Now, in the year of 1947,
那在1947年，
one day there was a Bedouin shepherd boy. He's shepherding some of his goats and sheep.
在那里有贝都因人，他是一个牧羊童，他有一天在牧羊。
And one day he has lost one of his sheep.
有一天， 他丢失了一只羊，
so he had to go around, around and try to locate that one.
所以他就开始在那附近开始找他那一只迷羊。
Just like what the Bible said, you have to put everything down to look for the lost sheep.
就像圣经说的， 牧羊人必须把所有的羊放下， 出去找那一只。
But his goat is nowhere, his sheep is nowhere to be found.
可是那一只羊他一直找不到。
So he's thinking, where can I find my sheep?
所以他就一直想说， 还有没有什么地方我还没找的。
When he go to the surrounding, look at the picture of the one of, he saw some of the cave that in the cliff.
所以在他寻找过程当中， 他就看见有一些山洞。
Wow, he wondered by himself, why there are so many cave here?
他就想说， 诶, 怎么会有这么多山洞呢？
It is possible that my sheep can hiding inside.
有没有可能我的羊跑进去里面呢？
So he climbed up there, climbed down there and go inside.
所以他就
try to go inside.
他就爬到那里， 想要看看里面。
But it's so dark.
可是里面很黑,
he's a little bit scared.
他就有点害怕。
So he grabbed one rock, one stone, and tried to throw inside the cave.
所以他就捡起一块石头, 想说丢到洞里看看。
And get to check how deep is the cave.
然后顺便听一听这个回音, 看看这个洞有多深。
Or see that whether the sheep is hiding inside, and then they'll make some noise.
或者是羊被石头丢到, 可能会发出声音。
So he threw inside.
所以他就把石头丢进去。
But instead of hearing the sheep or anything else,
可是他并没有听到羊的声音或是其他 石头的撞击声。
He hear the sound of a rock hitting some pottery, like some sound of ting.
他听到这个石头好像丢到瓦器的声音。
哇 ，He said, "What could be inside?"
他就想说，怎么里面会有瓦器的声音呢
？Oh, then he's very curious.
那就激起他的好奇心。
Okay, we can try to get inside.
那他就慢慢的进去
了。He didn't find his sheep.
他没有找到他的羊。
He didn't find anything else.
他没有找到其他的东西。
But what did he find?
那他找到了什么
？Oh, look at the picture of the jar. He saw some big jar inside the cave.
他看到里面有很多很大的罐子。
Oh, and then he think that, wow, this time maybe I find some treasure.
他很高兴，想说我是不是找到宝藏了呢
？What is it? What could be inside? Maybe gold and silver.
可能这个瓦器里面有金银。
So he go back to tell the adults to come in to check.
所以他就回家告诉家里的大人来看。
Oh, they open the jar.
那他们打开这个罐子。
Wow, actually, they have found the greatest treasure archaeologically.
结果他们在考古学上找到最重要的宝藏。
They didn't find gold or silver.
并不是金银珠宝。
They found a lot of fragment about some letter written on the ancient text written on the leather or the fragment of paper.
他们发现一些古老的文字记载在羊皮卷上。
Oh, they are very disappointed.
那他们其实很失望。
There's no gold, no silver.
没有什么金银财宝啊。
But later they report to the government.
后来他们就跟政府来报告这件事。
They bring in the archaeologist.
政府就派考古学家。
They have checked. Whoa, this is not ordinary finding.
考古学家发现之后就看到这并不是普通的文物。
This is more treasure, more valuable than gold and silver.
这个是比金银珠宝更贵重的东西。
This seems to be the Bible written in a very ancient paper, ancient leather, the scripture.
这看起来就是圣经，而且是用很古老的文字所记载的。
But not only in one cave, they search every other cave, they find the same discovery.
那他们就从其他的洞穴也开始去着手，结果发现一样的文物。
Wow, they unearthed so many scriptures.
他们发现了，收集了非常多的文物。
For example, the next line show you that is the fragment of the writing of the law of Moses called the Torah.
那下一张图就是提到妥拉，就是摩西五经。
And then the other one.Is Psalm. This one is written in of a Psalm.
下一卷这个是诗篇。
Wow, and then they unearth all the other caves, then find so many of them.
后来他们就从其他的洞穴里面找出更多的文物。
And they bring in all the scholar. Wow, they study all the texts, the ancient texts.
他们把所有的羊皮卷都聚集在一起，开始来研究研读。
Oh, they have found out that actually they compare what is written in this ancient text is.The same, the content is the same as the modern Bible, the translation that we have.
那他们就慢慢的比对之后，发现这些古老的羊皮卷上面所记载的东西，跟我们现代手上的圣经的内容都一样。
The content was not lost in translation.
所以没有里面的内容并没有在这长久的年代当中失真。
Because in the past, people didn't have printing machine, didn't have computer or hard drive.
因为以前的人没有电脑，也没有影印机。
They can only use hand to copy the Bible.
他们只能用手一字一句抄下来。
And then when the old Bible they get too old, got throw it away. Then of course they copy the new one.
那当这个旧的圣经已经太过老旧了，那没关系，他们已经有新的抄写本。
So throughout thousands and thousands of years, this is how the Bible got passed along.
所以经过几千年下来，这就是圣经一代传过一代。
Now people may ask, then who are the one who wrote down the Dead Sea Scroll?
那可能有人就会问，到底这些羊皮卷是谁写下来的呢
？The next line, actually, the place where the Dead Sea Scroll was discovered is called the Qumran.
那其实，在死海那附近那个地方叫做昆兰。
Actually, they unearthed all the archaeological finding about 2,000 years ago.
在2000年前，考古学家有发现。
About the time of John the Baptist.
是在施洗约翰的时期。
There was a group of people. They are so devout.
有一群住在昆兰的人，他们非常的虔诚。
Actually, they were not living in Qumran, but they moved to Qumran.
那其实他们是从别的地方搬到昆兰。
They don't want to live in this worldly place. They don't want to be influenced by the world.
他们不想跟世界的人住在一起，他们不想被影响。
They want to live a holy life.
他们想要过着圣洁的生活。
They want to live a separated life.
他们也想要与人过着分别的日子。
And also simple life.
还有非常简单的日子。
But can you imagine they live in a place near that sea that's so desolate, that's so dry?
我们可以想象他们住在昆兰这一带是与世隔绝的。
And also very dry. The weather is very dry, very hot.
天气也非常的炎热干燥。
But they live a very simple life there. They support themselves.
可是他们自给自足住在那个地方。
And every day they pray, they write down, they copy Bible.
每天他们祷告之后就开始抄写圣经。
Because they know that this Bible, this Word of God, is very special for mankind.
因为他们知道这个手上的圣经是神的话，是对人类非常特别的。
So they write everything down, they copy.
所以他们就慢慢的抄写圣经。
Put it into the jar.
放在这个鼓这个。
瓮里面啊，
这个瓮里面。
They think that you know one day maybe Roman soldier will destroy us, destroy the scripture, so we have to hide the word of God.
他们想说，如果被这个罗马政府统治，可能有一天他们想要毁灭这一些东西，所以我们要藏起来。
So where can we hide them?
那我们要藏在哪里
？Hide them in the cave. Nobody can find it.
就是把他们藏在洞里，这样没有人可以找得到。
But thank God it was well preserved.
那感谢神，这是神的保守。
It lasts 2,000 years.
就这样保存了两千年。
Because it's so dry.
因为那里非常干燥。
And nobody find it, nobody steal it.
也没有人去发现或去偷窃。
So nowadays, if you want to, you see the real thing, the Dead Sea Scroll, you visit Jerusalem. There's a museum. Then you can see all the Dead Sea Scroll put down inside.
所以如果你想亲眼见到这些死海古卷的话，你可以飞到耶路撒冷，那里有一座博物馆。
But thank God we don't have to go to Jerusalem to read the Word of God.
可是感谢神，我们不需要飞到耶路撒冷才可以读到神的话。
The content, the Bible we are holding right now is the same 2,000 years ago.
我们手上所拥有的圣经就是与两千年所记载的东西都一样。
Then you may ask, what is the Old Testament all about?
那你可能会问了，那旧约里面都在记载什么呢？
What is the main theme of the Old Testament?
到底旧约的主要的主题在说什么？
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 24.
我们翻回来路加福音的24章。
Verse 25.
25节.
Luke chapter 24, verse 25 to 27.
路加福音24章25到27节.
Please wait.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
26.
26. 基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
27.
27节。于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Amen. Here, Lord Jesus Christ explained to us what is the Bible, the Old Testament is all about.
这里主耶稣已经示范了，他指着经上所指着自己。
From Moses to all the prophets,
从摩西和众先知起。
Jesus said, "They are the Scripture, the 39 books are talking about me, are talking about Jesus."
他已经讲了，这些39卷书都是指着自己所说的。
It's not talking about just any other story or background or battle or history. No, it's talking about Jesus.
并不是。表面上看到的这些历史故事或者是战争，其实全部都是指着耶稣说的。
Because remember what we said in the beginning?
记得我刚开始说的吗？
The Old Testament, the old relationship didn't work.
旧约其实没有起效用。
Because people break it.
因为人们背叛他了。
Just like a wife deserted the husband.
就像一个妻子离开丈夫。
But the husband give her another chance.
可是丈夫给妻子第二次机会。
So the Old Testament is telling that, you know,God will come down on earth to save us by Himself this time.
所以旧约里面提到的就是说，神以后会亲自下来来拯救人类。
Get prepared when He comes. You guys have to receive it. You guys have to prepare and repent and take it.
所以请选民要准备好这个心，当神亲自下来的时候，要迎接，要悔改。
You know what, brother and sister? One of the things we have to pray for is we have to preach to the Jewish people in the end time.
那我们弟兄姐妹要知道，在末世，我们必须要学着这样向犹太人传福音。
We have to pray that the chosen people can receive the true gospel and receive the true church.
我们要祷告这些选民可以接受神，也可以接受耶稣，还有真耶稣教会。
Because God never deserted them.
因为神没有放弃他们。
One day they will believe in Jesus.
有一天他们会信耶稣。
Today there are some Jews already believe in Jesus.
今天。我们已经发现有些犹太人开始接受耶稣了。
But the majority haven't believed yet.
可是大部分还没。
So we have to pray for them.
所以我们要为他们祷告。
So the Old Testament actually is talking about Jesus.
所以其实整个旧约都指向耶稣。
And there are so many prophecies.
也有很多的预言。
Listen to John chapter 5 verse 39.
我们来看约翰福音第五章三十九节。
John chapter 5 verse 39.
约翰福音第五章三十九节。
Let's read this together. This is a very important verse.
这是非常重要的经节，让我们大家一起来读。
John 5:39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
One, two, three.
You search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life.
And these are they which testify of me. When Jesus said scripture, it's talking about the Old Testament.
当主耶稣提到圣经，其实就是旧约。
It's the 39 books.
就是这三十九卷书。
But all these 39 books is talking about Jesus. It's a testify for Jesus.
可是这三十九卷书很明确的，就是为主耶稣来做见证的。
But of course, the whole Bible gives us eternal life. Whole Bible testify for Jesus too.
当然，整本圣经都是在为主耶稣做见证，也给我们永生。
So, brother and sister, why are you sitting here listening to the sermon?
所以各位弟兄姐妹，为什么你今天要坐在这边听主的话
呢？ Why at home you have to open the Bible?
为什么回家你必须翻开你的圣经呢？
What can the Bible give it to you?
到底圣经可以带给你什么？
Eternal life.
永生。
So this book, that's why it's the most wonderful book.
所以这是最奇妙的一本书。
Other book can give you knowledge.
别的书可以给你知识。
Give you education.
给你教育。
Teach you techniques.
教你一些技巧。
But no book can give you life.
可是没有书可以给你生命。
Because they are not the sources of life.
因为这些书都不是生命的源头。
Only God is the sources of life.
只有神才是生命的源头。
So if you want eternal life,
所以如果你想要永远的生命,
you have to diligently search the Bible. You have to study the Bible.
你必须好好来研读这本圣经。
This Bible can change you.
因为这本圣经可以改变你。
It is so different.
这是非常不一样。
Unless you know the Word of God.
只有你知道神的话。
Now let's talk about the New Testament then.
那我们现在来看看新约。
The New Testament was written in different languages.
那新约是由不同的文字所来写成的。
Was written in Greek.
是由希腊文来写的。
Now even though we don't know Greek.
虽然我们不明白希腊文。
But actually every day we are using Greek.
其实
the letter at least.
其实我们的日常生活当中，其实我们有。用到一些希腊文
的字母啊，
的字母
，especially after the during the pandemic，
特别是在疫情之后
，you know the pandemic， the first variant， the first variant of the COVID is called the Delta， right？
我们知道有一个病毒叫做 Delta，
Delta 变种啊，
变种病毒。
So、Delta is the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet。
Delta 就是在这个希腊文里面的第二。四个字母。
And then now we talk about Omicron. Every day we talk about Omicron for more than a year now.
那比较后代的病毒就是叫 Omicron.
And then Omicron actually is the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Omicron 是在希腊文希腊字母里面的第十五个。
And of course the last letter of the Greek letter is the Omega.
在最后一个字母叫 Omega.
Of course, if you know watch, you know Omega is a very good watch.
如果你懂一点手表的话，你就会知道这是一个品牌。
So all those letters used in science, used in math, but of course nowadays using in the pandemic.
所以这些字母我们会在生活当中发现，不管是在数学界或者是科学界。
But can you imagine the Bible was also written in this very, very foreign, very old language?
那所以你可以想象，其实新约圣经也是由希腊文来所写成的。
Okay, the New Testament can be divided in also into three major sections too.
那新约圣经也是一样，可以分成三大类。
Just for information, you can count it yourself, but totally in the New Testament there are 27 books.
那你可以数一数，在新约圣经里面是由27卷书所组成。
Remember how many books in Old Testament?
记得旧约有几卷呢？
39.
39.
So this way, one way to remember it. 3 times 9, 39. 3, 9, 27. So very easy to remember.
所以如果你会忘记的话，你就记得3乘以9等于27, 39卷与27卷书。
So totally, the whole Bible have 66 books.
所以整个圣经里面有66卷书。
Okay, the New Testament, three major sections.
那新约圣经里面分为三大类。
The first four books is called the Gospel.
前面四卷叫福音书。
Gospel means good news.
福音就是好消息。
Today there's no good news. If you open the newspaper, open the news media, all things are bad news.
其实今天我们打开报纸、报章杂志看，其实没有什么好消息。
Oh, yeah, shooting in America every day, right?
可能枪击案又在美国发生了。
Inflation.
或是通货膨胀。
And then Ukraine war.
或者是俄乌战争。
Global warming.
全球暖化。
Sometimes you open the news, they're all bad news. No good news.
我们打开包装杂志，只有看到坏消息而已。
But what is the truly good news?
那什么是好消息？
That God came from heaven to the world to save His people.
就是神从天上下来，来拯救人类。
Give us life, give us eternal life.
给我们永远的生命。
So there's a gospel.
所以这叫做福音。
The second part is called the letters.
第二部分是书信。
Because from the book of Acts and also to the book of First and Second, Third John and Jude, they're all letters.
因为从路加福音路加所写的使徒行传之后，一直到约翰书信，这都是书信。
And then the last section of the New Testament is called the Revelation.
那最后一段就是启示录。
Revelation talk about what will happen in the end time.
启示录提到末世末日所会发生的一切。
Especially now we are in the year 2023. We are so close to the end time right now.
特别是今年已经来到2023年，我们是非常靠近末日了。
If you read the news last week.
如果你上星期有看新闻的话
，You know the Atomic Agency, the scientists, they have an imaginary clock. It's called the Doomsday Clock.
我们知道在科学家他们里面有一个
末日
时钟。
Now they make the clock even closer to the midnight, which means the end time, the Doomsday, the end of the world is so near. I think it's 90 seconds now they put it.
他说，现在这个指针已经几乎要指向午夜，那只要一到十二点的时候，就是世界毁灭之时。
It's closer than ever before.
现在已经更靠近了。
The scientists is not relying on the Bible or anything, but they just look at all the world, everything's happening. They know humankind nearing the end.
科学家并不是看着圣经来写这个末日时钟的，他们是靠着这个历史上面所演变的一切来推测这个世界即将要毁灭。
But you don't have to rely on the doomsday clock.
不过你也不用看这个末日时钟。
The Revelation tell you we are at the end time. We are so close.
因为启示录早就告诉我们，我们已经在这个末世了。
So that's why we have to prepare.
所以为什么我们要预备好
？We have to read the Bible day and night.
我们常常要来读圣经。
The Bible change our life.
因为圣经才能改变生命。
Now, having said all the information about the Bible, why is so special?
那我们刚刚已经知道所有圣经的知识了，那为什么它这么特别呢
？Even though it was penned down by more than 40 authors.
那，这个由40个作者所写成的圣经。
However, the sources is not human being.
可是这个源头并不是人类。
We believe in slide 27 that the Bible is inspired by God.
因为圣经告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的。
Other people also read the Bible.
因为也有人写圣经。
Scholar, they research the Bible.
考古学家或者是文学家，他们来研究圣经。
But not everyone believes the Bible is inspired by God.
可是并不是每一个人都相信圣经是神默示。
But you and I, we believe that the Bible is not from human. Actually, it's inspired by God.
可是你跟我都相信神才是这个圣经的作者。
Human being just like a pen being used by God and write everything down.
人就像一支笔一样，是被神所用的。
Or God touched their heart, or they see something, they hear something, they write everything down.
或者是神触碰到他们的心，让他们看见异象，听到什么来写下来。
There are sources, the information is from God.
其实所写的内容都是由神而来。
Now let's look at one verse, very interesting, very important.
我们现在来看一节很重要的经节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们来看提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太后书第三章十六节。
I want everyone to flip to this verse, underline this, and read this together too.
我希望每个人都翻开自己的圣经，可以画下这一节。
Second Timothy 3:16.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
One, two, three.
圣经都是神所默示的，
by God,
于教训、
profitable for teaching,
督责、使人归正、
for reproof,
教导人学义
for correction, and for training
都是有益的。
In righteousness, amen. Wow, here it said, all scriptures is breathed out by God.
这里讲到圣经都是神所默示的。
In some English translation or some Chinese is written translated as inspire.
有些说是给
默示了哈，感动
是默示或是感动。
But actually, the originaltext, the original meaning, if you translate it word by word, is all scripture is breathed out by God.
可是如果你看懂原文的话，你会知道这里面讲的圣经都是神所吹气的。
Of course, if you translate it like this, people don't understand what you are meaning.
当然，如果翻译成吹气，你就不明白是什么意思。
But actually, the original word is God breathed out.
可是这个原文就是说神把这个话吹进来。
Why did Paul use this word, God breathed out the scripture?
为什么要说是神吹气的呢
？Then of course, Holy Spirit inspired Paul to describe it is very correct.
那保罗有接受到神的教导，他知道这是正确的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
我们翻到创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
创世纪第二章第七节。耶和华 神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Here recorded how God created the first human being, Adam.
这里已经提到神是如何创造第一个人。
God used dust to create this beautiful, handsome, strong, muscular man, Adam, lying there.
神用尘土造一个男人。
He's beautiful. He's strong.
他长得很好看，也很强壮。
But he's dead. That means no life.
可是他是死的，因为他没有生气。
But God did one action to him.
结果神做了一件事。
God breathed into his nostril the breath of life.
神将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
What does that mean?
是什么意思？
Imagine. Wow, this is the action, right?
所以神就做了吹气这个动作。
Of course, today if you have to breathe out to you, you say, oh no, you don't want to pass the germ to me, right?
今天当然有人对你吹气，你会很害怕。
You pass your Omicron to me,
因为你不想要得到病毒。
No, but this breath from God is different.
可是由神而来的气是不一样的。
There's no virus, there's no Omicron.
是没有病毒的。
But the breath of God contains life.
神的吹气带着生命。
God breathed to Adam's nostril, and then Adam opened his eye and started to move.
神将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Wow, this is a very, very important action.
这个是一个很重要的动作。
The life of God comes from the breath of God.
神的生命借由他吹气进到人的身体里。
So that Adam lived.
所以亚当就成了有灵的活人。
So today God also breathed out his breath of life.
所以今天神一样将他的生命吹气出来。
His breath of life is his word.
他吹气在他的话里面。
So God gave this word to the people to write it down.
所以他一吹气，人就把这些字都写下来。
This word is not dead letters.
所以你手上的这本圣经并不是死的文字。
You know, some books, if they are more than 100 years old, you can throw it in the library. Nobody borrowed it.
你知道，如果超过100年以上的书，基本上丢在图书馆也没有人会去借。
Right, old novel, old magazine, who want to read?
有一些旧的小说、旧的报章杂志，谁想去看呢？
But this book is different.
可是这本书不同。
Because God has already given life to him, God to it.
因为神已经把他的吹气吹到这本圣经里了。
The word of God has life, is living.
所以神的话带有生命。
So, if you read it today, if you hear it today, you receive spiritual life.
所以今天你读了它，听了它，你就得到属灵的生命。
The word of God can correct you, can rebuke you.
神的话会教导你，会督责你。
And then to teach you how to do righteousness.
也会教导你学义。
How do you walk in the heavenly journey?
你要如何走这一段天国路？
This is so precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹。
We all heard, maybe you have heard about one news, which is our dear brother Tian Jinfeng who passed away last Monday.
你可能已经知道田景峰弟兄在星期一晚上蒙主恩召。
His funeral will be next week, next Wednesday.
他的告别式会在下个礼拜三举行。
But every time we think about Brother Tan, we miss him so much.
每一次当我想到他，我非常的想念。
Because he allowed the word of God to give life to him to change life.
因为他每一次都告诉我，神的话是如何进入他的生命，改变他。
He came to True Jesus Church not long ago, around 10 years ago.
他大概十年前来到真耶稣教会。
And Brother Ye preached to him in the swimming pool.
是叶老师在游泳池旁向他传福音的。
And since then, he started to join the Bible study.
从那时候开始，他就加入我们的中文查经班。
For the first time, he came to the Bible study.
那第一次他来的时候
，He studied the Word of God very diligently.
他非常认真在读神的话。
Because when he was in China all this year, he didn't have the chance.
因为当以前他在中国的时候，他没有这个机会。
But now he is retired, he has the time, and then he is so humble. He opened his heart to the Word of God.
那在他退休之后。他读到神的话，他就非常谦卑的接受。
From then on, that turning point in his whole life.
那是他生命的转捩点。
He received Lord Jesus Christ.
他接受了主耶稣基督。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他也得到了圣灵。
But not only that, every day he at his home he will study the Bible.
不止这样，在家他每天都要读圣经。
We are not saying that reading the Bible only, right? When you read, you just read and then you close it, you do other things.
当然，读圣经他并不只是读而已。
He studied it.
他是在研读。
He got a notebook and copied all the important verses.
他打开他的笔记本，记下很多重要的金句。
And write down all his inflection.
也写下他的感想。
I remember a couple years ago when I visited his home.
我记得几年前当我去到他家。
Why? Show me all his desk. It's all his notes about Bible.
他展示给我看所有他在圣经上所研读出来的东西。
And he showed me, okay, I write this paper. I don't know, you can just take a look at me and see whether it is okay or not.
他也会问我问题，说我对这一段不是很了解，你帮我看一下。
Every time when we discuss about the Bible.
每一次我去到那里，他都会与我讨论圣经。
He didn't discuss any other thing else.
我们不讨论其他的东西。
He didn't discuss his problem.
他也不跟我谈他的问题。
He discussed the Bible.
因为他想要多知道圣经一点。
Because the Bible, he discovered the Bible is life. It's so precious.
因为他发现圣经非常的宝贵，充满着生命。
He's very smart in studying all his life.
他其实在他的人生里是成绩非常优异的。
From when he was a child, he's always number one in his school.
从小到大，他的成绩永远只是第一名。
He also graduated university.
他也是大学毕业生。
But he knows that at his old age, only one book that matter.
可是他知道，当他年老发现这个宝藏之后，只有这本书是最重要的。
Only one book is the Holy Bible.
只有这本书就是圣经。
It's the Word of God.
因为是神的话。
So day and night he study.
所以常常不管日夜，他都拿起来读。
And since he received Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在他接受主之后
Since he received the word of God,
他接受神的话之后
Ooh, his life changed.
他的生命就大大改变
His wife and his daughters look at him. Oh, this old man, his character changed.
他的家人不管是妻子或是女儿都发现他的个性上有很大的转变
It's not as strong character as before.
他以前的个性非常的强悍
But now he changed.
可是现在他改变了
More humble, more gentle.
非常的谦卑温柔
Wow.And then they are very interested. What happened to this old man?
所以他们就很好奇，到底这个人发生了什么事？
What kind of things that the church done to him?
到底是教会对他做了什么？
Oh, they follow him to come to church.
所以他们就跟着他来到教会看一看。
Thank God, they all believe. They also follow him to believe in Jesus.
后来一个一个就慢慢的受洗归主
了。And even for the past few years, he was very sick in our hospital for so many times.
在过去这几年，他生病的很厉害，所以他常常进出医院。
However,The word of God really gave him hope.
可是神的话带给他无限的力量。
Every time we come to visit him,
每一次我去看他
we try to comfort him, but actually we don't have to say anything.
我们本来是想要去安慰他，可是其实我们什么都不必说。
He comforted us.
因为他会主动安慰我们。
He said, "Don't be afraid of difficulties. Rely on God and overcome all the difficulties."
他说不要惧怕困难，因为靠着神，困难都可以度过。
Even facing so much suffering in his whole health, in his body.
特别是在他面对健康的摧残的时候
，facing the end of his life，
在他生命的最后
，the word of God give him hope，
神的话给他希望
，give him strength，
给他力量
，until the moment he died，
直到他过世这一刻
，God has guided him，
神带领他
，he's not afraid，
他也不害怕
，until the last moment he has no pain，
在最后这一段他也没有感到疼痛
yeah, ，the nurse the doctor give his daughter a lot of morphine to try to make him not painful.
那时候医生已经嘱咐护士要给他打很多剂量的吗啡。
Because usually the person dying at the end of the cancer is very, very painful.
因为通常癌末的病人在最后这一段要走的时候是非常的痛苦。
But thank God he didn't feel painful at all.
可是感谢神，他一点都没有感觉到痛。
No need to give him the injection or the morphine.
都不需要用吗啡。
And then the daughter and the granddaughter one by one.Hug him. He hugged all of them at the bed, on the bedside.
所以在最后这一天，在病床上的他，他抱了他家里每一个人。
Write down every one of their name.
而且也写下他们的名字。
And then to say good, and then to bid the farewell, and then Jesus take him away.
最后做了这个结束的动作，神就带他回家了。
Full of hope, full of joy.
他心里充满了希望。
And the whole family also is very comforted.
那全家人都得到安慰。
Brother Tan used to say,
田弟兄常常这样说
Life, death, illness, getting old and death is a common for everyone.
生老病死对每个人来说都是必经之路。
Even if I do not believe in Jesus, I will still go through this process.
就算我不认识主耶稣，我还是得经历生老病死。
I also will get sick and also have to die.
我还是会生病，还是会死亡。
But without Jesus,
可是没有主的话
I cannot imagine how we can get through this.
我不晓得，我无法想象我们要如何度过。
So for him, the word of God is life.
所以对他来说，神的话就是生命。
Also changes life.
也改变了他的生命。
Changes whole family.
改变他全家人。
Today, do you want the word of God to do the same changing to you?
今天你想要神的话也对你起到相同的作用吗？
Let's accept His word.
我们一起来接受神的话吧。
Let's sing hymn number 23.
我们一起来唱诗。 赞美诗二十三首。